just try to control sometimes. Like, I don't mind if you do it all the time. Sometimes. Wow, my brain is stupid.
It's the weather.
I know. I'm exactly the same though today.
Do you ever go for a manicure and like you have to cough and you really don't want to cough in the girl's face and you're like...
Not really.
Oh my God, that must be all the time. And
I don't do manicures enough for that to happen.
Do you think I do manicures?
My nails don't look like I do manicures, but I have one next Wednesday.
I definitely don't do manicures. But look how long they are. I'm very proud of myself.
They are very long. Good. So you're a nail chewer, right?
I'm a very big nail chewer.
Oh, okay. That's why it's a big deal. Okay.
Yeah, they're really long. This one, not so much.
Look how she shows her nails.
Okay, I had notes, but I don't know where they are, so fuck it. I don't care. Welcome to All Line Aside, episode 17.
Almost major.
Almost major. We have Sloan. Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. And Brooke.
Hi.
Putting on. That was very loud.
I'm sorry. I just maling.
Putting on a lip balm. I actually should get mine since I'm like diseased.
It's so cold out that my lips are so dry.
I know. It's very cold outside. This weekend, Saturday, was what? 39 degrees? 36?
Something like 36 or something.
With Humidex?
Yeah. And today, 12. Like, why?
And tomorrow, 12.
I think actually this morning was like 9.
Yeah,
it was really cold. It was 9. And it's funny because Saturday night, I fell asleep with my fan on and the window wide open. And Sunday morning, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
Probably why you're sick now.
No, I was sick before.
No.
I just probably didn't help my situation.
Right.
What do you have? You have a cold?
I have a cold, but it's mostly in my throat.
Mm. Hmm?
Yeah. It's like...
I just tasted the wine. Oh, it's okay.
It's all right. What are you talking about?
It was weird. I didn't expect that, I guess.
Oh, I have a glass. Just noticed that. I feel so included for my period.
Well, yeah. You always do, though.
Not always. Almost.
And you spilled, just like we do.
Spilled on my wood table.
I actually didn't. I spilled onto the coaster.
Oh, very good.
Talented. I used the coaster properly.
That is very talented.
Who's talented? Oh, I did spill on the wood. No, it's gone.
Jeez, I've never
I said
seen
you are you. Very talented. Oh. Did I say I'm very talented?
No, I thought you said
I am
name.
Also very talented. You are. Okay, you want to start this now that you poured your thing?
Yeah.
Here.
Maybe we should put this like somewhere else.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Here. Do you want to tell us about the wine that we're drinking today, Sloan?
Well,
actually, do you want to take a sip first? I see you holding your glass.
What?
Sure. No comment. I don't know what just happened, but.
The echo of you drinking in your glass in front of the mic was wonderful. But where did you get this? SIQ?
I got it at IGA.
Okay, so we're both in the same mind frame. Yeah. I'm like, whatever's on the way.
Yes.
So, Torrejo Loco from Spain. It's a rosé wine. And
from who? From Spain, yeah.
Who? I did.
I don't know.
I apologize in advance because my brain is like doesn't speak properly this week today.
Does that translate
this week? It could be this week.
It could be this week too.
So I don't know who made this, but it's from Spain. Sorry.
Torrejo Loco, you said.
Yeah. Does that translate into crazy bull?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
In Spanish.
And Wish for Fame, also from Spain, and also a rosé.
So
we want to wish for fame while riding a crazy bull.
Hey, well, it kind of works if you think about it.
And you could be famous if you write a crazy book.
Exactly.
Technically.
Well, see?
What a day it is.
So much in common. Okay, so, what's up with you guys? Did you notice that my eyes are, like, normal now?
Well, I didn't see the worst part. I only saw it in a picture, and I was like, holy shit, she's, like, exploding from inside.
Yeah, I was. Did you see a picture?
No.
Man. Asia showed me a picture while we were moving her.
What a slut. Really? I showed it to her in private and she like shows the world.
She showed the world. She showed like
you.
Me.
Which I would have showed you anyway.
Yeah. So really.
Yeah. It was so bad.
How did you work?
I didn't. Luckily that was during the week. It went down a little bit.
During the weekend.
Oh my God. Wow, you look like you got your shit kicked out of you.
She looks like she just came out of UFC fucking fight. Wow, you know.
I thought the worst of it was last time
against like GSP, and it's like papow. Like,
he did not
so bad,
break,
so bad. Though. It was so bad. But I think it became that bad. Like, I can't even look at my own face. I think it became that bad because the peak of it, I slept flat. And I think water just accumulated under my eyes.
Oh, that's bad.
And it just blew up. Because under, it took like 4 days to finally go down.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so bad. But it went back to normal. Yeah. And then, but I got a cold sore after, the day after.
Oh, no. You and these cold sores.
It's really like cold sore year for you.
Jeez. It's my fifth one this year, since January.
I had one this year. In January, same time as you.
Yeah. I haven't had it in a while. Knock on wood.
I think it's my body. My body's like super dead.
Are you going to go see a doctor?
I will.
And do tests and see what the fuck's up.
I want to ask them for a full body scan. Just to see if I have like a tumor hidden somewhere. I think my body's fighting something big and letting the little bacteria pass. It was like, I can't deal with you right now. Just go. Cold sore.
It's a cold sore party.
Yeah,
everybody's invited. Do you feel tired?
I feel like meh.
Okay, well that maybe
that could be like tired-ish,
but you don't feel like
better these days. No, yeah. I'm feeling better these days. So
I was gonna say, I think you look good today.
Thanks.
So that's that.
Okay, so what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was C2 Montreal last week.
Yes.
And you don't know what C2 Montreal is, but basically it's like Sid Lee, which is one of the biggest agencies in Montreal, is behind the concept of this. It's like a creative business kind of conference. And then they have like key super famous speakers. What's his face? House of Cards was supposed to be there. Kevin Spacey was supposed to go.
I love that guy.
I know, me too. And he canceled like a schedule conflict. So Alec Baldwin filled in. He is the most boring person.
Yeah.
He is so fucking self-centered.
What did he talk about? Yeah, but there's a lot of jokes on internet saying that he's very self-centered. Yeah. It's always like, I'm Alec Baldwin. I'm this, I'm that. Like, it's always like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to talk to a whole bunch of really premium business people, myself considered.
Yeah. Like, he is self-included.
You know, have some content or something to say. He was being interviewed by someone. So he had a couple of jokes and it was kind of funny. But the overall feel of it was very, first of all, he kept on name dropping. And I'm like, you're fucking Alec Baldwin. Like, why do you need to name drop? He's like, oh, so I filmed Mission Impossible 6 with Tom and he's good. He's like, bah, bah, bah. And I'm just like, okay, you know, ça va faire. You know, I'm just like,
well, what did he talk about? It was just like an interview?
It was kind of just an interview and they were talking about his career and then they talked about, I don't know, he did like ads for Bank of America and apparently he gave his salary to art schools and stuff like that. The money he made.
Yeah.
Except that wasn't his initiative. It was Bank of America initiative. He's like, do you want to do this? And the money we would pay you, we'll give to these. And he was like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So they talked about this as if he was like a biggest philanthropist, but really he didn't do anything. Yeah. And he kept on like promoting his own stuff because he was like, because he's 57 and he has 1 2-year-old. And his wife is pregnant again?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, it's very hard, I find, to conciliate, like, home life and work life. He's like, now I have a play on Broadway. It's called da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da. And I find it hard because now I have to do this, like, every day, you know, during the night so I don't see my family. And I was like, well, welcome to every else. Right. Life, you know? So I was kind of like,
yeah, that's true. It's okay. Like, ooh, I'm sorry. And you're getting paid like many thousands in a day, you know, like
an hour. And then he was like, oh, you know, it's like in my movie that's launching this Friday. It's called a blah, blah, blah with blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I cannot take this anymore. Like, make it stop. And I left at one point. I was like so fed up.
But is it all everybody goes to see one speaker or is it different speakers in different rooms and you choose?
No, it's like one major room where all the biggest speakers are.
So everybody goes
are.
At the same time?
Most of the people goes at the same time, but it also depends on the package you have because some passes will not give you access to that room. It'll give you access to other little rooms where there are like smaller conferences or like kind of like round tables, people discussing.
Okay.
I mean, it's interesting. I think, honestly, 70% of it is like a big load of bullshit, but it's really ordinary. And I didn't really enjoy myself, but
okay.
You got a cool phone charger.
I got a cool phone charger, and all of our clients like were really happy, and the food was good, and like, I mean, overall for us, for our clients and everything that we did for them, it like went super smoothly, and they're like thrilled and they love us. But come me, I guess I'm very also like critical of these kinds of things, and I'm just kind of like, nah, I've seen all of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who's buzzing.
Wasn't me.
What about you?
What about me?
What up, yo?
Today I sneezed and pee myself.
That's pretty much
what's going on in my life right now. No, I
like a lot or
no, just a little bit. But
it's like when you laugh a lot and you pee a little bit.
Kind of, yeah. It's just I wasn't expecting it because I'm like, I'm not that far along. I'm like 16 weeks, and I like sneezed, and I was like, oh, and it's begun. I need to wear liners now. Because eventually, like every move you make, you start peeing yourself.
Really?
Oh no, God.
Pregnancy's gross. It really is.
Why? Why do you pee yourself?
Because there's so much pressure on your bladder. Like, it just has nowhere, like, so, like, if you sneeze and it, like, jumps or, like, anything pushes in your body, it just pushes on your bladder. Like, yeah. Okay. That's also why, like...
Because I would think the muscles are the same. They're still contracted.
Yeah, no, it's just, I guess,
it's just too much pressure.
Yeah, and I guess also depends how the baby's positioned.
Okay.
And how full your bladder is.
Right, exactly. It wasn't that full at the time, but even, like, later on in the pregnancy, the baby can just kick wrong. Like, you're not even doing anything, and you'll just pee yourself.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
It's not good.
That's horrible.
But
when are you away from work? Are you almost done?
By the looks of it, July 18th should be my last day.
Ooh!
I know.
That's like a month and a half away.
Is that a Saturday?
Yes.
I don't think I'm working that day.
Well, I'm working that day, but it's my last day.
I was going to say that's the beach day.
Yeah. After that, though, any other Saturday. Yeah, I think that's going to be my last day. And I think I got an invite from you for like that water fight. I'm so irritated. July 4th, it's like my like third to last Saturday. I can't take it off. But fuck, I would have loved to have gone to that. A giant water fight in Montreal.
The water gun fight.
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw that.
God.
I'm still going.
What date is it? I put 4th of July.
4th of July, yeah. I don't have a wedding that day, so I am buying the biggest super soaker ever,
and
I am going
to
kick people's asses.
If for some reason I can get out of work super early, I will run over there, even if I make it for the last half hour.
Can you imagine it's like raining and fucking cold?
Who cares?
You're gonna get freaking...
I'll heat the water in my water guy.
But what if it's cold? It's not fun.
Whatever.
Like, what if it was today? You'd be like super excited to like get splashed?
I wouldn't be super excited, but it's still fun.
Yeah, so if it's like today, yeah. If it was like minus 10, I'd be like, But...
be like frozen.
Yeah, that would suck, but...
Yeah.
I think it would be a blast. I never go to these things, so I figured, you know what? A super huge... I think there's like 24,000 people confirmed or something.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
Super big
water
fight.
And if it's nice out, everyone will show.
Yeah.
If it's cold out, maybe half the people will show.
Apparently there's going to be also a huge water slide sometime this summer.
I saw that.
I also saw the article going around about the rafts in Lachine Canal that you can... But they also did that last year and it never happened. And I want to go last year.
Oh, it didn't happen?
No, it never ended up happening.
I don't know if I feel comfortable going to the Lachine Canal water, though.
What if you, like, float over to the rapids by accident?
I would die.
Isn't that, like, connected?
No, I don't think so.
That's not connected.
Oh. No.
That's my worst nightmare. Drowning.
Drowning?
Yeah. I was like, going to the rapids is your worst nightmare?
Yeah, getting trapped in there? I would drown.
Drowning?
I would die.
Yeah.
I don't swim.
Oh, that's true. You don't swim. I have to teach you how to swim this summer.
Oof, I have other priorities.
You should know, though.
Including drinking.
Can't swim drunk.
Mm-mm.
What else happened to you over the past
Although I'd probably master it drunk and be like, yeah.
I got this shit while you're drowning.
It's like you're supposed to go across, not down.
It's like, you know how you speak a foreign language better when you're drunk because you have no inhibition?
Yes.
I feel like I wouldn't be ashamed of just like flopping around.
That's so true. I only speak Spanish when I'm drunk. Like, I don't even care.
Last weekend, Tom went to Toronto to go visit some family with his dad. And instead of me having the weekend off, my mother-in-law insisted we went to supper, me, her, and KG. So we went to supper, went to Casa Greg. I do not enjoy Casa
Greg. Why? I was just going to say, why did you go there?
And for some reason, every time my family wants to like we have like a birthday or an anniversary, we always end up at Casa Greg. And it's like, there's no choice. It's the same food every time you go. But I think because it's bring your own wine and it's not expensive. So as we end up going there, and my mother-in-law, I love her, but...
Do you though?
I do because she's my mother-in-law. No, I do love her, but she's she's older, and that older generation, like, there's always like my grandmother's the same way. Like, what a Russian, there has to be something she complains about.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law orders. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So my mother-in-law orders her food, and she comes with a salad before, and she asks for the dressing for the salad on the side, and she's going on and on about how they always put too much dressing, and you know, she said you want it on the side. So when she was done her salad, I was like, so was the salad good? She's like, it was dry.
Oh my god!
You were in control of the dressing. You can't complain. You have no right to complain. The salad was dry. I literally think my mouth just. I was like, do I say something or do I just shut?
Shut it.
I was like, really? That's your complaint? Say something else. The salad was dry.
Love it.
It's like every time I go back to my parents' house, my dad has this new disease. Like, you guys, you should get checked for this. Like, me and my brother, you should get checked for this because it's in the family. Like, okay.
Are you actually diagnosed for this?
Yeah. And it's like every time we go back, there's something new. And then we're like, when he's like, oh, did you know what? And then we're like, we look at each other, we're like, okay, what are we going to die of next?
What are we dying of now?
But that's like my dad's thing.
Does he go on like WebMD to find these things?
No, he doesn't. He's like,
he makes them up.
He just goes to the doctors way too often. And then there's always something else that's wrong with him or something wrong with like another member of our very extended family that has like really no link to us. And then we will probably die of that. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Yeah. Funny. I had an awkward moment this Saturday.
I'm trying to like think what it is, but I don't know.
So I was at the park with.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. That was
no, it was really funny.
I was at the park
high
with
high pitched giggle.
So Friday I went out, even though I was sick, with Patricio.
I love how you say that
every time. He slept over, and then Saturday we were kind of feeling lazy, so we went to the park while it was nice and really warm. And we were just like talking, and it's like the park that's right next to my house, and everybody knows how to hang out there like every weekend pretty much. So I'm sitting, and then we had our friend Bolivia got engaged like two weeks ago.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And she wants you to take pictures.
Yeah, she does.
So I'm sitting down on la couverture with the guy.
On the blanket.
Yes. And then I see her walking, and I'm like, ooh, it's her. And then
she's never met Patricio.
Because no one's really ever met Patricio.
I've never met him.
Who's her? Bolivia?
Bolivia.
Oh, okay.
And she's walking with her fiancé and her grandmother, who is on vacation from Bolivia. And then I see her, and she's like, we say hi, and then she comes. And the whole situation with, had it been just me and the couple, it would have been fine. But add in a Patricio and a Mama Lucha. And like, oh, what happened? It was so weird. It was like, hi. And it's like we were not even friends. And it's like we hadn't seen each other for 2 years. I'm like, okay, hey.
How's it going?
Yeah. And then I kept on saying, are your parents going to come back from Portugal? And then she's like, no. And like, while I said Portugal, I knew I wasn't in the right country. And then I'm like saying his country. I'm like, oh my God, get it out of your head, you know? And then I said Spain. And I was like, I'm so confused.
Yes, oh my God.
Yeah. I was like really uncomfortable. I didn't know how to like manage myself. And then finally they left. Thank God, because it was just so weird. And we have a group message, and then she's like, oh, Mama Lucha thinks Patricio is very sexy. She's kind of like, oh God. Anyway, but it was such an awkward moment because she's my really good friend, and he must have thought like, you're weird with your friend. Just like weird and awkward.
I can't even imagine.
It was so weird.
I think it probably would have been better if she was only with her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
fiance.
It.
And then Patricio was there.
But yeah,
like
yeah.
With the grandmother there, it's like, do you like speak English? Do you speak French? Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Does she care what you're saying? Does she not? I don't know.
And I think Bolivia said something like, I feel like she started saying something in like something that he could understand. In some kind of common language-ish.
Okay.
I don't know.
Does he even speak Spanish?
Portuguese?
Bolivian?
Bolivia speaks Spanish.
Spanish.
Portuguese
speaks Portuguese. I got it.
Portugal speaks Portuguese. Yeah, and he does very fluently.
Okay.
But yeah. It's like, anyways, it was a weird, awkward moment. So, yeah.
I have one more small thing to say before we care about what Charlie did this week. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do anything.
So. I never have any stories, and I have a whole bunch of small ones. This isn't really a story. This is just like, I was impressed. we had ants this past couple weeks, like
all bad. Over your house.
Oh my God. Like, we woke up one day and we were infested with ants. And it's happened before. Other summers we've had ants. Yeah. We buy those little black squares at Walmart. Yeah. And we put them around the house and they're like gone and they control us and we're good. So I did that and I think it made it worse. Like, then, and there was one day where I was like cleaning up the house. I was cleaning up KG's room and I came into the kitchen and I had the vacuum on me. Thank God. I must have vacuumed up, like, not over exaggerating, 150 ants. Like, they were everywhere. Yeah. And I had this, like, little, like, 3-inch tall pot of honey on my counter. And there was, like, 50 in there. And, like, it was horrible, horrible.
And you
horrible.
Live on the second floor.
And I live on the second floor. I was freaking out. Like, I wanted to cry.
Were they tiny, tiny ones?
They were tiny sugar ants. Yeah. So I had seen
sugar ants?
Yeah. Because there's, like, sugar ants and there's, like, carpenter ants and there's different types of ants. Yeah. I had to do research on these ants.
Okay. So the regular little ants that you see everywhere. Are sugar ants?
I believe the sugar ants usually go after sugar. That's why they're all in my honey pot.
Cool. Well, it depends. They also go after shrimp, I've noticed. And
but there's
my
also
old
protein ants, too. Apparently, there's some ants that go after protein. Yeah.
But they used to go after any kind of food that we...
I think they go after major food, but I guess they're more attracted to sugars.
Maybe.
Protein ants?
Yeah, I heard it because I had to do research on these ants. Okay. But I'd seen on... somebody had posted once on Facebook this, like, all-natural home remedy you could do for ants. But I was like, if these little fucking black squares aren't working, why the hell would that work?
If poison doesn't
right?
work.
Why would that work? But at this point, I was desperate. So I was like, you know what? Let me try it. And I couldn't find this article again that somebody had posted. So I went on Pinterest and found, like, a whole bunch of them and kind of, like... generalize the amounts I had to use. And I was like, let's cross our fingers. And it was like a mixture of like water, sugar, and borax. They were gone the next day. The next fucking day. They were like next morning. Like I put it out at night. The next morning they were gone.
So like one ant went in and was like, no, no, abort, abort.
No, actually what ends up happening is that one ant goes and tells all his buddies, like, dude, there's snacks in there. And they all go and eat them. And the borax kills them. No. And they bring it back to the queen and it kills the colony. And apparently this happens really fast. Because
but I thought that's what Raid did.
Me too. But I guess this stuff works better. Because even like I'd put it out and like an hour later I went to bed. Before I went to bed, there was like 50 ants. I put out two little dishes. There was like 50 ants in each dish. And I was like, yes, come.
Come, my baby.
The next day they were gone. I saw one ant and it was dead in the little dish. That's it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
But wait,
so.
Was there like 80 ants in the little dish when you woke up? Or they were all gone?
No, they were gone. They had all left.
So it doesn't kill them right away.
It doesn't kill them right away.
It's the delayed kill.
Yeah, I think it might kill like one or two right away, the weaker ones.
The ones that drowned.
Exactly, that drowned in the little concoction.
That would be me. But I would be that ant.
Slow down! Swim! I'm sorry, but this sugar tastes so good. Oh, but that's so funny.
Yeah, so don't waste your money. Just go get a box of borax.
I have a question. What the fuck is borax?
Yeah, I don't. Apparently, I've heard of people making their own laundry detergent with it. It's a natural freshener. It's like sodium tricarsates or something stupid like that. I don't know what it is.
That does not sound stupid. That sounds smart.
It's usually used in like... high like industry cleaner to come.
Yeah, you buy it
really highly concentrated.
Yeah. Okay,
you buy it in the laundry detergent section and apparently it's all natural, so that's why like
everything's all natural.
I know, but that's when I read it, I was like, that's not gonna work, it's all natural. But it worked. Couldn't believe
but
it.
But most of the things that you can buy at the store, like weeds and insect repellents and everything else, it's something that you could do with for like $3 at your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably. Apparently works better when it comes to ants. Yeah. Couldn't believe it.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's crazy. I was impressed.
Yeah. We had a switch and bitch yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What? A switch and bitch? Yeah. What is that?
We switched bodies and then we bitched at each other. No.
I was like, wow, where have I been?
No, it's like a thing where
A clothing swap.
It's a clothing swap.
Oh.
So you bring
I know what that is.
No, but you bring a whole bunch of clothes and then...
Wait, let me just say this first before you explain what it is. Did you know that most guys have no idea what this is? Because I spoke to a couple guys yesterday about a clothing swap. It's like, oh, what'd you do today? It's like, oh, I went to a clothing swap with Sloan. And they're like, what the fuck is a clothing swap?
Yeah, and I've heard of clothing swaps.
I was like,
before.
What do you mean? You never heard of it? And I explained the concept. And they were like, what? I've never heard of this before. So explain to listeners what this is. Because I think it's like fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
How are guys not aware of this?
I have no idea, but they have no idea this exists.
Okay, so pretty much you take a, you go through your closet and you, you know, you throw the shit away, but whatever you don't really wear, it doesn't fit, it's too big, too small, or you're just tired of wearing.
And it's still in good shape.
Yeah, it has to be in good condition. You put it in a bag, you bring to this, like, party, you bring alcohol, everybody drinks, everybody brings, like, I don't know, like, 10 pieces, let's say. And ideally, you get a group of girls that are similar in size.
Right.
Because the skinny one, she... No one took her stuff. Like, she took some of ours because she fit in it, but we didn't fit in her. Yeah. We're like, yeah. Okay, whatever. and then the one that starts opening her bag, you just sit and then you
present your things.
Present your things, and whoever likes it
claims it.
Claims it. If there are more than one person that likes it, both of them try them on, or all of them try them on, and it's whoever it fits the best. Okay. She gets to keep it.
And people like vote on that?
Well, yeah, the rest. They're like, yeah, yeah, that looks really good on you or whatever.
Okay.
And it was pretty productive. I got some really nice stuff.
I did too. I was happy.
Oh, when I'm normal size again, I would like to go to one.
But you know what? I'm very surprised that we've never, with our group of friends, right, we've never done this before because we're pretty much approximately all the same size.
Yeah, it's true.
And God, we're like seven girls. Yeah. Why did we never do this?
I don't know.
But now I want to do another one. I'm like, I have so much more shit to get rid of. You know? And it's funny because I saw Carrie and she came up and she was wearing one of the skirts that she got.
Oh, really?
And then we were like, I was like, oh, and then she was like, oh. Because I'm wearing one of the stuff that I got.
Yeah, you're
yesterday.
Wearing a top that wasn't even nice in the pot, top. But you got it anyway.
I got it anyway.
So, somebody
was somebody she, wearing it? She was no. like, I'll take that.
Yeah, well, pretty much. So somebody pulls out this shirt that she's wearing, and it was a size small.
Small.
And she's like, and Sloan goes, oh, I want it. Oh, it's so nice. I'm going to try it on. She tries it on, and it's like, oh my God, it's so small. Some other girl, she's like, oh, I have the exact same one in medium. Do you want to try it? Like, she went in her closet.
Really?
And then pulled it out.
She was like, I wasn't going to give it. I was thinking about giving it, but I wasn't sure. But if you want it, take it. I was like,
nice.
Yes, I want it.
A really nice top. Looks great on
you. Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, it's funny. I liked them a lot. It was fun, yeah.
Yeah. I got some good pieces. Really,
like, but yeah, I was so talking,
and everything fits. Like, I got home, like, there's like skirts and pants that I didn't try, and everything fits. So
what do you guys call this though? A bitch and switch? A switch and bitch?
Switch
what?
And bitch.
Switch and bitch.
Because what happens is that if ever you're there's two girls or three girls that want the piece, try it on, and they still all want the piece, you get to like swap it Monopoly style. Like, okay. So I'll give you this pant and this shirt for that dress because I really want that dress.
Fun.
And you just like swap it. So you bitch about it, basically. That's but yeah, fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So we should definitely do this after every season.
Yes. September, there's one that's planned in the books.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're going to be still pregnant.
I'm so gigantic.
You're fat. So
I know. After December, I'm going to need new clothes. So we're going to have to do one. I'm not going to have much to give, but...
After December? When are you giving birth?
November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll still be fat until like December, January.
I feel like it's like literally around the corner.
I feel like it's so far.
Really? I feel like it's fucking miles away.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it's so far and like I'm already so fucking big. I'm so scared.
You are really big
right
now.
Oh my God. But I'm much larger at nighttime than I am in the morning. But like, I'm scared. Like my skin's starting to get itchy and I'm going to be so
full. You say you're larger at nighttime than
I am. In the morning, I just look a little bit bloated. At nighttime, I'm like that. I look like I'm fucking 6 months pregnant right now. This is insane.
No, not 6 months. Just sit up straight.
She still looks pretty 6 months.
I kind of have to
okay, you guys don't have the same 6 months as I have in my head.
Yeah, my pants are undone and everything. I'm like sausaging out of my pants. This is horrible. I refuse to go to maternity clothes already.
But they're so comfortable. I would wear them if it was socially accepted.
I think there's a way for it to be socially accepted.
Yeah, you know what, though? I said after I had KG, I was like, I'm so wearing these maternity clothes for as long as I can. But once you're not pregnant, they fall off you. They're like just too loose around the waist. Like there's nothing holding them up. Yeah. It doesn't work.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah,
what'd you do, Charlie?
Really nothing. I did nothing other than like being sick, like stupid sick and ugly.
Hey, you know what's funny?
Social, yeah.
The other day when you were like, okay, let's all FaceTime together, blah, 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 Google Hangout or whatever. My horoscope that day said that I was going to have some FaceTime time with friends. And I was like, this is crazy.
Do horoscopes say this now? They mentioned FaceTime in the horoscope.
Yeah. I think they mean.
I know it's pretty scary.
But I think they don't. They don't mean literally Apple FaceTime. I think they mean like
connect, like, no. It was really like digital FaceTime. You might feel like you're.
Did they have the little registered sign on it? Like FaceTime registered.
But it wasn't. No.
Registered trademark? Yeah.
It wasn't FaceTime, but it was like webcam or like it was something like very digital. Like if you feel like you're alone at home, like go ahead and like whatever.
Jeez, what's the. What is it? Like I want to know what my horoscope says right now.
Hold on. I have so many.
No, that one that says specifically FaceTime, because that's the true one.
I can't remember, because it's not there anymore. But it was...
what company?
It was probably L.com or like Refinery29. No, probably not that one. I think it was L.com.
I like FaceTime. It's like, because we have that group that it's like four of us, and you're doing so much
damage. I'm so sorry.
Well, we found who the culprit was from last time.
Doesn't matter. she's like... face down in her wine.
Tail between her legs.
We have the group where it's like four people.
Yeah.
And we always constantly chat. And I'm like, man, we should totally FaceTime each other. I think it would be so much more productive. B, more fun. Except if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, because they text each other at 6 o'clock in the morning. And all I hear is in my dreams, I hear, fucking text messages.
And then, you know Charlie is up when she's like, what the fuck?
And I go, I answer after like 250 messages I answer, I'm like, I'm sleeping.
Why don't you put your phone on vibrate? Because I go to bed at like 9 o'clock now because this fucking pregnancy makes me so tired.
It's even worse. It goes,
but see, it doesn't wake me up. It doesn't wake me up.
At 6 o'clock, you're like kind of woken up. You know, true, it's not like in the, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, forget it.
Okay.
I'll never wake up. But 6 o'clock or maybe like 8 o'clock when they are like getting to work.
Yeah, sorry. I like that moment. Like all the three other besides you, we're all very up and early. I wake up at like 6 and like blah, 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 you know? And Bolivia is up even earlier than that. Like she's at work at 6:30. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. So she's like all up and like blah, blah, blah.
I end up entering at 10. I'm like,
And I'm like busy at work. I'm like, who the fuck is texting me?
Yeah, that's my life. Yeah. But anyways... Yeah, no, I wanted to know what the horoscope was. But anyways, other than that...
Well, it's telling me that this week is like a great week for relationships.
For lions. Leos.
For Leos, yeah.
Not lions.
Lions, maybe. I don't know. Is it like a fecondation season?
Fecondation, what? Mating season?
What? Yeah. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Fecondation.
That's weird.
I'm French. I'm weird.
I need more wine.
Okay.
What else happened to me other than my face blowing up, getting a cold sore? Oh, yeah. So I went to my first wedding after I got... Well, you guys know because I complained about it. Maybe I shouldn't even say it, but...
Well, our listeners didn't hear about it.
Holy shit. Look at her fucking wine.
Talk about that wedding that... remember you had called me freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was already in bed. Jesus. You guys are alkies today.
I feel like I want to take a picture of this.
That bottle was a liter.
Yeah. I'm going to snap this shit. Snapchat.
Snap this shit?
Snapchat.
Yeah. Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. You're on Snapchat now.
And if it's Snapchat, I'm going to go and do like something.
Oh, it's not video.
Can you do
video?
Oh,
it's just going
to... I could do video.
Oh, Jesus.
Podcasting, yeah!
Yeah!
No, yeah, I'm on Snapchat now for my behind-the-scenes business thing that I'm trying out. We'll see how that works.
Okay, so this is your business Snapchat? Maybe this is not good.
For some reason... Yeah, that's true. Maybe the wine wasn't a good idea. But for some reason, people...
Especially this glass.
Holy shit.
That's a big glass of wine.
That's a big glass of wine.
I'm having a hard time drinking it.
No, you know what I miss? When people used to recognize me in like random situations. So I'm trying to get like more on social media back again.
That's an awesome feeling.
Is that why you changed your profile picture like 8 times last week?
Twice.
On the same day. And it was like,
technically I changed it once. No, still twice.
Charlie changed her picture. I'm like, okay, I'll like it. And then... further down my feed, and she changed it again.
On Facebook?
Then decide. Yes, on Facebook. So, no, yeah, I used to be so active on
Twitter,
social media, anything like Instagram and Facebook and blogging and whatever else. And people would like recognize me and areas. Like, I got recognized at McDonald's. I got recognized at a photo store. I got recognized in Vegas. That doesn't even make sense.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah. But now I miss it because I never get recognized anymore. So I got to Snapchat to do, like, behind the scenes. Yeah. Wish for fame. See? Wine. I got Snapchat to show behind the scenes of, like, the business and to see if people would be interested in checking it out. Because I find I used to use Instagram for behind the scenes. But I don't like the idea that it's, like, there forever. And I can't be as aloof and dumb that I actually am in real life.
And Snapchat, it's 24 hours.
It's 24 hours. Snapchat, boom, it disappears for life.
Didn't it used to be, like, 3 seconds, though?
Yeah, but now you could make something called stories.
Okay.
Where basically people can go to your story and check every Snapchat that you've done in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
And it's just, like, it's there, and you could just do nonsense, and it's fun. So I'm trying it out.
So you have to be fairly active on it if it's, like, only 24 hours.
Yeah. A few people added me, but I don't think they know how it works. So they're like, I'm not seeing anything, and you have to explain it. But it's complicated. Having your own business, it's complicated. But I was gonna say what the crazy stupid wedding that I had.
Yes.
What was so crazy about it?
Because I went to the wedding debating if I should even go or not because of my eyes.
You were like invited or you were working?
No, working. I'm never invited to a wedding.
That wedding ever. where you texted freaked us up, and it was like the hell on earth for you, and I felt so bad, and I'm like, I need to do something.
So the entire week I was debating because my face had literally exploded. I was like, should I find a replacement? Like, can I even see properly? Like, on Saturday, if my face is retarded, I won't even care. But I couldn't see. Anyways, whatever. So I was like, should I get replaced? Anyways, I asked a bunch of my friends to see if there was a replacement possible. And there was
nobody was available.
Nobody was available. But you know what? You know who your friends are, right? At that point?
Like, yeah.
People are not friends. Like, anyways. So finally, I was like, okay. On Friday, I woke up and my eyes were a lot better. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. No problem. I texted my second shooter and told her, you might have to play first shooter tomorrow. Because my eye, I can't see properly. And I might be confused a little bit. Like, you might have to. So she's like, okay. So I get to my wedding and everything's working out. We get to the portrait session. So they get ready. And then we get to the portrait session. And the fucking second shooter falls over, breaks her fucking foot.
Like, right then and there.
Boom. Breaks her foot. So she falls down, and I'm the type of person that, like, if I get hurt, I'm not gonna show it in front of people, especially if it's, like, a professional area. I'm not gonna show it. So I'm gonna be like, oh, whatever, okay, I'm fine. She literally, like, falls down and starts crying.
Oh my God. Well, she broke her foot, obviously.
I understand.
It's not like... Time,
how did she know it was broken, though, right away?
She knew that it was in a bruise.
She started crying, like she was, like, in pain.
Okay.
But I don't know. You start crying, though. Like,
well, I think she probably didn't control that. Like, I don't cry when I sprain my ankle, but break it? I might fucking shed a few tears.
So I had to, like, control the situation. I had to take the pictures of the bride and groom, right? So we only had, like, half an hour. So I was like, no problem. Just sit there. Don't worry about it. So I lost a second shooter. I started, like, photographing, whatever. She literally stayed there for, like, the entire time. And then after the portrait
in
session...
Pain? Just, like, standing there?
Well, sitting down. But what else am I supposed to do? What if it wasn't broken? Obviously, you can't, you know, it's not like I had an x-ray machine there to be like, oh, it's broken. Maybe it was, like, just, like, super sore.
But it must have gotten swollen at some point.
Yeah, it got swollen. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But you could also twist it and then, you know, an hour later, you're fine, right? Right. You're like, it hurts a little, but you can still walk. Anyway, so no. I was like, just sit there. We'll figure it out later.
Right.
So anyways, after the portrait session, we had to get into our cars and, like, drive, like, 45 minutes away to the reception area. And she was still not better. So I'm like, okay, listen, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'll just work solo for the next 4 hours. You just go to the hospital. Let me know what happens. Blah. So she leaves. So I'm like,
How? She leaves, like, in her car?
In a car, yeah. In her car. But it was the wrong foot. So she could drive. It was, like, the other foot.
Okay.
Well, she could drive. She's not driving manual.
No, I know, but, like, when I twist my ankle really bad and it's not even broken, like, I feel like I'm nauseous, you know? Like, I can't...
I know, but what I was supposed to do, like, call her a freaking driver? There's no choice.
Call an ambulance for a broken foot?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would if I'd be stuck. I'd be like, what am I...
For
what else
a twisted
am I...
ankle? You're such a baby.
Have you ever twisted your ankle like I twist my ankles?
Of course. Like, well, I don't know, actually.
I'll get the big bubble and, like, it's super swollen?
Well, I mean, you twist your ankle, you figure it out, and you go to the hospital.
You can't walk.
You could drive.
Well, depends on which foot, but yes, honestly, definitely. I don't think I would even risk it.
Risk it? What are you gonna... You never need your foot.
Yeah, but you don't feel good inside. I was like, j'avais des, like, sueur froide.
Cold sweats.
Like, it's just, and you feel nauseous. It's like, it's not just the foot. It's the whole body that's, like, reacting, you know?
Well, you stay there then for a half an hour, 45 minutes until you're better and you go. Like, I mean, there's nothing else that you can do. Sometimes you just gotta do it. Man, that's the life of a wedding photographer. Just figure it out, guy.
Right.
Who cares?
I get it.
So anyway, so I went to the reception by myself. She went to the hospital and ended up that it was broken. Well, it was fractured. It's not, like, broken. It's fractured.
Well, so like there's a
bone.
Crack.
Yeah, there's a crack in the bone, but right. It's not, like, broken off. So she went...
I'm pretty sure you would have seen this from outside.
Pretty sure I would have seen it, yeah. So she went... I went to the reception by myself, and then I couldn't see properly. I was like, forget it. I'll just figure it out. So I go there, and right before they do the entrance, and then right after they do the first dance. Usually that's how it happens. Right before the first dance, some kid freaking... runs like an idiot because their parents are stupid and makes my flash fall down, like my light, and busts it. Ugh. And I couldn't, like, I was like shooting the first dance and I'm like, why isn't my light working? Like, what's happening? And then the DJ didn't even tell me until I went to ask him. I was like, did somebody make my flash fall down? And they were like, oh, yeah, some kid just like ran into it.
Like a big thing?
Yeah, like a big light. Okay. It just fell down. DJ just picked it up and put it straight again.
Oh, come on.
Without thinking, like, hey, maybe the photographer would want to, like, test it to see if it's still working. I had to go ask the DJ, like, how come my light's not working? Did somebody run into it? And we're like, oh, yeah, some kid just, like, fell with it. And I was like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like, good thing it's insured. But
holy
anyway.
Shit.
Yeah, so that was terrible. So I couldn't, my light, I was minus one light for the entire time. And then I go to eat, finally, after, like, 3 hours. And I'm like, talking to the videographer, and I'm like, fucking shit. It's like, this day is, like, couldn't get worse. Mm. As soon as I say that, you hear, like, glass shatter. And I turn around, because I was convinced it was somebody dropped on my camera. I turn around, and screaming in the reception, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I turn around, and it's just some guy that just, like, dropped a glass. And he's like... He's like, oh shit, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, oh, sorry, no problem. Like, I was convinced that it was my camera,
like,
that
this
fell
day
down.
Could only, like, get worse.
It could only get worse. Like, fuck it. Oh, but yeah, anyways, that was my day.
So thank God it wasn't your camera.
Thank God. But you're kidding me. Yeah, of course. I went home.
It would have sucked for you and it would suck for the couple.
Well, I have a backup.
Oh, look how prepared you are.
Oh, no, I always have a backup.
Skut.
Of course, like a scout. I always have a backup everything, for sure. You kidding me? But I left that day. I was so exhausted that I went to buy a lottery ticket because I was like, it has to balance some way.
Did you win anything?
So I went to the guy and I was like telling him, I didn't tell him about my day. I told
this poor guy at the dap was like, oh.
He just took one look at you and he was like, this girl, she's like messed up.
Have a free pack of cigarettes on me.
I go, yeah, imagine. I go and I'm like, what's your soonest lottery? Like, what's the lottery, the next lottery? And he's like, well, you just missed it of 5 minutes. It was 10 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, shit, well, give me the next one. And he's like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I just had a bad day. I just, like, I need the lottery to work out now. And he's like, oh, let me write. I'm going to give you a, what's a trèfle? I'm going to give you
a clover.
A clover. I'm going to write a clover. You'll see. And he writes good luck on my ticket and puts me a clover. And he's like, you're going to win. Don't worry. You're going to win. But I went to claim it yesterday to the same exact guy. And I was like, look, I came back, you know, to check if my ticket is a winner. And he didn't even fucking remember me.
Oh. Was it a winner, though?
No, it was a free participation. Like a free ticket.
Okay. Well,
I might win the
ticket.
Next one.
Yeah. That ticket might be a winner.
And that fucker isn't getting anything.
I was so disappointed that he didn't recognize me. I'm like, come on, you drew it.
Like, how often do you fucking draw a clover?
Was he, for everybody?
Was he high or drunk or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It was Saturday night after all.
It was Saturday night and he was wearing the same exact hat and shirt. So that's weird. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Mm. He couldn't remember me, but I didn't win. But we'll see. Anyways, that was my day.
It's a free ticket. You didn't lose. You just got a free ticket.
That's true.
It's postponed.
Oh, the same day of my wedding, too, I got a freaking nail in my tire also.
Ah, you shitting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, something unbelievable is coming your way because you've had like a series of bad luck.
Yeah, especially with the eyes and the lip and everything else there. I'm telling you, lottery, man, it's mine!
Should we talk about this or maybe not? But what was his name? Awesome Drawn? That got a condo?
Oh, shit.
Oh, they didn't get a condo. He moved out.
Yeah, well, he
so, FYI, after I texted you, I texted them, and I was like, what the fuck? Awesome Tron fucking grew up now that we broke
up. He decides now to grow up. Well, he's really nervous, though.
He's Why? Renting out a condo.
He's renting a condo, yeah. He found a place that would accept his giant dog.
Why is he nervous?
It's going to be his first time living on his own, completely alone.
So he's nervous for that?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you don't know if you're going to make it, right, financially? Yeah.
He's up the street from my mom.
I was going to ask where it is. So he's basically not going to do his laundry. He's not going to cook.
Okay, how old is he, really? He's 30 soon,
he'll
right?
He'll be 29 next month. But he's actually, I have to admit, though, he's been cooking for himself since he was like 11. So he'll cook for himself. He's a half-decent cook. Laundry, let's see how long it takes for him to do a little laundry. No, my mom's made us fairly self-sufficient, so I'm not too worried.
When did you move out?
For the first time? Because I've moved out a few times, yeah. I think it was 18.
I thought you were
going to
say 8!
No, I was 8. Can you imagine? I was 18 or 19, I moved out. But that lasted from like November to July, and then I moved back
home.
But
that's not nothing. That's all. No, yeah. That's like a growth.
But wait. Was an experience, too. Yeah. It was definitely a big wake-up
call.
Why did
you move out?
One, because it was a cool thing to do. Also, I grew up in Montreal, and when I was 14, my parents moved me out to the suburbs, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. They moved me out to Dermontang, where everybody knows everyone since kindergarten, except for me.
All right.
And it just, I never felt like I fully 100% fit in there. Mm. So pretty much when I got my first assistant job in a salon, I moved out with a girl from that area also.
Didn't last long.
It didn't last. It was a tough experience. One, I wasn't making a lot of money, so I lived off credit cards, so eventually after a while there's only so long you can do that for,
right?
And so I moved back home, and then I moved out again. It's about a year or so later.
Oh well, not bad.
Yeah, no, or maybe 2 years. Yeah,
like 1920.
I moved out first when I was 18. I guess by the time I moved back home I was probably 19. I moved out again 2021. Yeah,
why'd you come back again? Bills still?
No, I moved out with a boyfriend and it didn't work out. And then
you just needed some place to crash until.
Right. So I moved back home and then I stayed there for a bit. And then I moved out again when I was moved out with my cousin. So I was about 23.
23, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was a year before I got pregnant with KG. So yeah. Yeah. So I kept, yeah.
You moved out young.
16.
Wow.
But she was like literally in freaking Huntington.
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the main reasons why I moved out was because of where we live. Like, I think that's a big thing. When you live out far and like you want to be in the city. Yeah.
And I'm so, so fucking grateful that I moved out really, really early.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
It's an experience.
I felt like I grew up really quickly, but not like grew up like I can't be immature and stupid. Like, I definitely can, but like. You learn to manage money. Yeah. You learn to like deal your own stuff.
16 though, you're like I look at my goddaughter and it's like if she would have moved, she would have probably died. But at 16, you're a baby.
I survived,
baby.
Yeah, but you make it, you know, and you grow up. And I think it's better to move younger than it is to move out much older.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think you become too accustomed to things when you stay home for too long.
And then the parents that are like having their children around, like my parents couldn't care less. They cried when my brother left. He left the same age as me. They cried when he left. And I was like, I'm still here. Like, I'm still going to make noise. You're not alone. Like, it's cool. And then when I left, my mom was like, okay, goodbye.
See you later.
I was like, you don't love me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I left when I was 21 or 23 or something like that. And
that's a normal age, I think.
That's a good age.
I kind of regret it a little bit.
Because
you would have stayed longer?
Earlier?
I would have stayed longer just to save my money more.
Yeah.
Knowing my personality, I definitely would not have saved money anyways, regardless. But I should have been that smart to be like, okay, I'm not going to move out this year. I'm not going to move out next year, but I'm going to save my money until.
For
because then it was
reasons.
Like just like paycheck to paycheck. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Now I'm fine, but back then, like, it wasn't that.
Yeah. I never had that option, though. Like, to me, it's like, even if it didn't work out, like, I'd just call my dad and be like, I need money. Because I can't even go back. I can't go back. Like, my life is all here. I'm going to school. I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to fucking Huntington and, like, boonies and, like, not right. work and not study. Like, right. that's yeah.
Well, for me, I was still in the city. Like, my mom right. still lives, like, right. eight streets away right now. But I tried. She was like, no, just... No, you're not coming back. I was like, Mom, what if I came back?
But that's good. But that's good that your mom did that. I think it's excellent.
For sure. She jokes about it, but every time I'm like, Mom, what if I came back? Like, she's like, no.
Yeah, I don't want you over here anymore.
Yeah. You're not coming back. That's figure it out.
The first time I left, I remember my mom was like pretty much on the balcony as I was leaving. She was like, you'll be back. And then I think the second time I moved home, she was kind of like, so when are you leaving again? Like, kind of like gradually went from don't leave to you need to leave. Yeah. Seriously. But then I think she really appreciated my brother. Like, she really appreciated Awesometron being there for that long, because my mom has really bad arthritis, and like my stepfather was really, really sick last year.
So he helped.
He helped a lot. And even now that like he's leaving, my mom is kind of like, maybe we'll get a condo. Like, they have a yard and stuff they have to take care of. He's the one that's always taking care of the yard. So
even but she's pointless now.
She's been thinking about moving for a long time.
For a
time.
While now, yeah. anyways. And I think this is really kind of like, and I think one of the reasons why she didn't was because my brother was there and they need the extra right. space. So it's good for everybody. It's good yeah. for him, good for them.
That's
it's
good.
It's not the same for my family, because my brother's still there and she just can't wait for him to fucking move. I thought your brother was leaving. No, he was looking.
I thought he got a place.
You were like so excited because yeah. he was looking. You were like, hey, well, I mean, this that's is happening.
That's a huge step for my brother, just to be looking.
Right.
No, but he can't find it.
Let's go back to the girlfriend. Can't she just like fucking push him out?
Okay.
Like, doesn't
so
she want to
my
fucking
brother,
leave?
My brother is, I'm 32. My brother's 31. My brother's 30. About to
going
be 31.
Going to 31, yeah.
In July. His girlfriend is like 23. So the girlfriend's very comfortable.
Right. Like, she's not running away.
No,
yeah,
she's living under my mother's roof.
For free. Like,
she lives with your mom.
Pretty much. Because she's a teacher and she got a contract here in LaSalle, which is like, oh, well, you know, my parents live in Brossard, so so much more convenient to live at your mother's house.
Right.
So she lives there. So my mom is like, get the fuck out. She's right. like, she can't take it anymore.
And your mom is getting up there in age. Like, can't she have a fucking retirement at one point?
Yeah, right. She's 72. So
at one point, parents just want to be alone.
Mind you, she's in China right now, so she's not
your
that
mom? Young.
My mom's in China.
Literally in China?
She's literally in China.
Doing what?
What is she doing? With her buddies?
Being a vagabond? I don't know. Yeah, with her buddies. She's vacationing in China.
And your mother is so fucking like digital yeah. and like independent. I'm like so fucking amazed by that. Yeah.
When after my father died, she was like very lonely or whatever. So I introduced her to the internet. Worst decision ever.
Like, I created a monster
because I introduced her to MIRC. Mm-hmm. Which is like super in by
it's,
then.
And it was
like, she couldn't get it, whatever. And she finally understood. And she kept meeting all these strangers. And I was like, Ma, the world is dangerous. Don't do this. So I became this anal, like, protective
paranoid
person. Yeah. So now she's like vacationing with like new friends that she made. She goes to all kinds of places. Now she's in China. She's coming back actually Wednesday. So 2 days from now, finally. She left for like 15 days. She went on a cruise in China. Yeah.
And when man, I left her, good for your mother.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Good
definitely.
Stuff.
But
like she's enjoying her time.
When I brought her to the airport,
do you think she's having sex?
Yo, guys, don't even. No, I hope
that's,
not.
It's part of life.
With Chinese men. With,
The Italian lady with the Chinese fucking Casanova.
Stop. When I left her at the airport, tell you it's like 22-hour flight. I left her at the airport. She's like leaving with her friend, and I'm like, Ma! She's like, what? I'm like, don't trust anybody! Even if they're white! And she's like, yeah, I've been, it's all good. And I was like, oh my god. Like sitting on my house going, oh my god, she's gonna get raped.
No one's gonna rape your mother. She's 78.
But it's like, I'm protective because
you are a mother to your mother.
I am.
It's sad.
I think that happens though. That eventually happens.
But she's Italian. She hardly speaks French. She definitely does not speak English. She goes to China. You fucking want to kill me? Like, oh my god.
She'll make it.
She sent me an email yesterday. She's like, oh, everything. beautiful. I love it. And I'm like, oh, God.
She's all good. She's all good.
That's so funny.
That's amazing. How old is she? 72? 72,
yeah.
72.
She's about to be 73.
That's good, though. She's good. She's good. My dad is, like, pushing 70 soon. He's, like, 67. And I'm like, oh, man, 70 is a big number.
It's a big number, yeah.
My mom's young. My mom's 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, young. Well, you know. We have 30 years difference, like... Like a month apart.
57?
She's so young, I know.
What? Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, but
she had me really young.
You're the oldest, too. I'm the youngest. All right. Yeah.
And you're one of the youngest as well. So.
Yeah. I'm one of the youngest, yeah.
So that makes sense, yeah. A lot of
people. Oh, my God.
You're actually the youngest, period.
No, I have a little brother.
Who's 31.
That's right. He's just went over this. I thought he was, like, older than you. No. But it's just you two close in age. Right. And then everybody else.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same.
And then it's, like, 13 years difference and then 15 years difference. Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I went to see my goddaughter's dance show. Like, how to feel old. Okay. .com.
.com.
How to feel old .com. And this, like, really marked me. And I can't believe I just thought about it. I went to see my goddaughter's 20. Which is, like, insane.
And she looks really good, by the way.
Insane.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's super adorable.
Yeah.
She's 20. Okay, my goddaughter is 20. Let's just, like, get that out of the way.
My goddaughter is 1.5. I love it. Okay, go.
So, her and her little sister, which the little sister is...
16.
16, because my other niece, 17, is graduating this year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, you have to come to my dance show because they're really into dance. It's like 100% mini me. Like everything I've done, she's doing. So she's like, you have to come see my dance show, blah, blah, blah. You have to come. So I'm like, okay. So I go to the dance show. She does the dance show. Awesome. By the way, awesome. She's so good. I'm jealous. So I'm like, oh, I'm so old. I can't even do these things anymore. At the end of the show, she's like, so what'd you think? Like, what was your favorite number? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking to both my nieces. And I go, well, you know, there was a contemporary dance
piece.
And I always have like a soft spot about like the emotional dances.
Because they're always more emotional. Contemporary is always more emotional.
Yeah, you just like, you can feel it rather than just like hip hop, which is like hard hitting nonsense. Yeah. So I'm like, I always have a very soft spot for contemporary. And she looks at me and she's like, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And she's like, I imagine you doing contemporary.
What's that supposed to mean?
What a slut! I'm like, hey, I was like dancing before you were fucking born, bitch. I felt so old. Like, the entire thing about like how you make fun of your parents and your older siblings. About, like,
happened to you.
Not, because they're not cool enough.
Happened to you.
Happened to me. It hurt. You're becoming
uncool in her eyes.
It hurt. I was like uncool to my niece. And she's been trying to be me for like her entire
years.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh, I dread that time when that happens with KG. I'm still cool in her eyes. And I know one day I won't be.
I'm telling you, it sucks, man. It really sucks. Like now I feel so sympathetic to all parents in the world. Because it's like, you know, everyone has felt this way. Like,
right. But let's think for a minute. Really, like 90% of parents, including you, because I think you're pretty fucking awesome, but like 90% of parents are fucking ball busters and they're annoying and they're grumpy and they're unhappy and they are shitty, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like
just give your niece like 2 years and she's going to be like, my aunt is like the coolest. She lets me drink in her apartment.
I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm cool. I'm a professional photographer, sluts. Come on. That's
freaking cool.
I'm a professional photographer. Like, no.
I hang out with Alec Baldwin.
Exactly. Exactly. Damn. I was like really hurt by her comment. I was like, wow.
Well, she'll come around.
Said that to
she'll
me.
Come around. Has she moved out?
No.
Well, there you go. When she moves out, she'll come around.
No, my sister would never let her move out. She's so protective. She still drives her everywhere.
Sit here.
It makes no sense.
Oh, man, she's going to be a princess. You can't do that.
Well, I know. But she's pretty... I'm very impressed how my goddaughter, specifically, is very grounded. It's pretty impressive. And she has, like, a boyfriend since forever now. But,
Yeah, he was cute, too. He was nice.
Yeah, he's very nice. Yeah. What? When did you meet him?
At your birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Right. Sorry, I was drunk. You know, we've been talking for like an hour, but you guys want to word it?
Oh, sure. That's weird. I gotta find that word generator.
Wait, I have a question.
What's mm-hmm. up?
Because you know
maybe how we didn't even need to word it this episode.
You know, because my love life is like putting me all inside out.
Oh my god! Yes, please talk about it. Go.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna talk about it a little. But like, so this guy, right? This
Your guy?
My guy.
Patricio.
We won't text for days, and then he'll text me like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm like, okay, sure, let's hang out, like, whatever. And then we'll hang out, and we'll be stuck like glue. But then as soon as he leaves, it's like, it's done. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's odd.
Isn't it?
It's confusing, no?
I think it is odd. Like, I usually have really good rational answers for these types, like, for relationships. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure it out. Figure him out.
And now it's going to be 3 months that we started seeing each other. Like, in a week or so. Piloshka.
Is it finally maybe time for the talk?
No, I'm not going to bring it up because I was shut down last time.
I think you should have had that talk like a long freaking time ago.
I know, but now, like, I'm not bringing it up again to get shut down again.
Right.
And clearly, if he wants to see me, he'll text me, right?
Because now you're, like, stuck. It's like, are we in a relationship? Can I go and sleep with other guys?
Right.
Can I not?
Yeah, because I felt bad making out with another guy. And now I'm just kind of like, I'm starting to get fed up of this like weird dynamic. I see him and I'm like, this is awesome. And then he leaves and I'm like, it's going to be shitty for like a while.
Very like shortly. Tell the situation and maybe the guy listeners that we have can like tell you what he's thinking. Because I have a feeling that he's very much like my ex, which is like he just doesn't know how to show emotion.
Right.
And he's like, he's feeling it and he's very attached, but he doesn't know how to take it out. You know what I mean?
But it's funny because I was thinking maybe that was going to be it. But then he tells me a lot of things that are very personal, like about his dad who's sick and like things that he really could go without telling me. You know? Right. And then I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
So say the situation very fast. So you text each other. You text him. He'll answer. You'll see each other.
But sometimes I'm like, see, now I was like, okay, I'm like, I texted him Friday night, Saturday night when he left and whatever, and I was sick. And he knew that I was very sick. And to me, it's just kind of like next day, he could have been like, how are you feeling? Like, it's easy. But he's not doing that, like, at all. And we didn't text Sunday, today, like at all. And it's kind of like, and then eventually he'd be like, oh, I should text her, you know, and then he'll text me to like chit chat and then we'll hang out. But if I don't text him, it takes longer to get to that point. And I just text and he like responds right away, and he's like very,
I never understood guys that just don't text back. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah. Well, he texts back at least. But I mean,
he won't like initiate right a text though.
Right away?
He will initiate, but it takes a while. Longer. Okay. And then it's kind of like, I don't want to be that weekend girl. Like, pauvre elle.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be the weekend girl, it's not going to be with a guy that I'm like somewhat getting interested in because it's been a while now, you know? It's like, you know?
So that's, I think, it. You should bring up the talk again.
I'm not going to bring it up.
You should bring it up and it's like you either talk about it or you end it. Like, that's the two avenues. I would be so upset right now. Like, I would be, if I was you, I would be like, oh, this is fucking stupid.
But see, right now, the way I'm feeling, it's not even like I'm upset. It's more like,
Steny,
I'm getting detached. And then if he texts me, I might respond, but I might not. Like, it's right. Just because it's like, I don't know where this is going. And I have like the weird, I was drunk clearly, because it's only when I'm drunk that I'm able to do this. But I invited him to like my parents'.
Sorry, what?
Huh? Fuck. Oh.
She invited him. Yeah, say the story.
I invited him to two things. I invited him on June 11th. There's like a friend who's having like a show. And her stepbrother is my ex. And he's going to be there with his 24-year-old girlfriend. And he's 38, by the way. Yeah.
Yay!
I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, I really couldn't care less. Like, I left him and it was a reason. So I don't care if he dates a 13-year-old. Like, je m'en fous.
Right. If you date a 13-year-old,
it'd be weird.
Yeah. You probably report it to the cops. You should kind of care about that. But I get your point.
You should probably report it.
I will. but he's not. It's okay. It might get there at one point. But anyway, so I asked him, I was like, can you maybe come with me to pick up my guitar? Because he's going to bring it that day. And he was like, yeah, yeah, sure. I don't mind. You just have to remind me closer to the date. And like, I'll
that
try
sucks.
To
make I hate a point. Let's say that.
And I'm like,
I
okay.
Know. I'm like, that's
and
a
then
no.
And I'm like, yeah. Oh, and other thing. That day, my dad called me. He's like, every year we have like this big lobster party.
Ooh, fun.
With the family. Like, not big. It's like 10 of us, let's say.
It's still fun.
And a baby. And then he's like, oh, lobster party, June 13th. Can you come? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll make it there. It'll be cool. Whatever. I was like, because I was in the a favor asking mode, I was like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? It's like a family thing. My parents are there. My parents are really awesome because they drink and they're cool. And I keep on talking about my parents that drink and that like get drunk and they like vomit on my shoes, you know? And he's like, that's amazing. My parents are not like that whatsoever. I'm like, and I was like, you can come if you want. He's like, maybe? And I was just kind of like, ugh. He said maybe, and I was like, I regret just asking you.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, I'm not going to remind, like, we were drunk, and I said this, I'm not going to, like,
bring it up again.
No. Ugh. And it's just kind of weird. Like, I want the guy to be like, yeah, fuck it. Like, yeah. Sure. And he's not like that, so that's kind of why I'm kind of like,
wonder what he's thinking anyways.
Like, I don't know what he's thinking, because then when we're together, he's very, like, cuddly and touchy and like he's all over me, like I judge, like I don't know. But his bandmates kept on telling me that he doesn't give much to anybody, because I was like, right. Oh, he doesn't give me much. He's like, he doesn't give much to anybody, really. So I guess it's just how he is. He's right. Very like,
so the question becomes, do you want to be in that type of relationship?
Because that's what it looks like it'd be.
But to me, it's more like, if I know and that's what it is, okay, like I can get my head around it. But right. Now it's, I don't know. I'm always kind of like, not sure what's happening? Yeah, that's it.
I think you guys need to have the talk.
So guys, what the fuck should I do?
Yeah, guys, listeners, what the fuck should she do? Like, I've been in that type of relationship and I fucking
And you
left.
Gave me such a good speech like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You were like, bam, bam, bam. And I saw him like 3 times since then. And every time it was amazing.
I told you to be straight up. Like, whatever you're thinking, just tell him.
And yeah, but I'm somewhat losing interest.
Mm. You guys want to go to Inner Thoughts?
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my favorite. And it's this way.
Right, okay. did I completely screw that up last time? I did, eh?
It's okay. Oh, shit. I don't even have one.
Oh, you guys are asking. You guys are making me lose sleep over not having an inner thought, and I have to like grab something out of my ass that like an hour before I came here.
Wait.
While you're thinking of an inner thought, can I bring something up?
Mm-hmm. Should we go to your grind your gears?
That's what I was gonna bring up. So I got.
But you came up with a better name, right?
Well, I just came up with a different name because Charlie wouldn't let me use grind my gears.
No,
because
it's cheesy.
Right. Well.
Well, wait. I would let you. She wouldn't let you.
I wouldn't let you.
Oh, well, the one I came up with is just as cheesy, but it's just not grind my gears.
Tell me.
So I was thinking, what really pets my peeves?
Same fucking thing.
That's what I was saying. It's just the same thing, but it's different. I thought I just had to change it.
I like it. Pet peeves.
See, she kind of likes it. I even like looked up the definition marketing. Of pet peeves, and because I actually had somebody tweet me, and nobody ever tweets just me. They always go through like all wine aside.
He
tweeted me and only me personally, and I was very flattered. So I have to take that seriously. But you guys didn't seem too gung ho on doing this with me.
No, what? But you Go can ahead. Do your thing. Do your
okay,
thing.
Okay, so, well, no, it's not a segment if I'm the only one that vents about something that pisses
no,
me off.
No, please, do it.
Okay, so something that really pets my peeves is people who have no walking etiquette. Like, if you're walking downtown and it's really busy, like, it should flow like traffic flows. Like, there's one side that goes one way and one side that goes the other way, and then a slight little space in the middle if you want to go around people.
I agree.
And then there's some people walking in the opposite direction, like it's fucking Sunday walk in the park.
I agree.
You're like, I have somewhere to go. The store is going to close in 30 minutes.
Move, bitch. Get out of the way.
I think the worst is like when it's at the escalators.
Oh, my God.
And that person on the left side.
You stand on one side, you walk on the other.
People don't get it. I think it's like tourists. Because in Montreal, you know, if you go to walk, you go on the left side. If you go to stand, you go on the right side. You just stand.
And in Montreal, we're really like pro making lines. We line up everywhere. We line up everywhere.
You're very
and someone
society.
Cuts the line, you're like,
what's happening?
Back of the line.
There was a line here.
Back at the line. And then you go to Europe and everybody's just like
everywhere.
And you're like, there's a line.
Oh.
So true. You're right. Yes. You're right.
Walking etiquette.
But I have a bike etiquette, actually. Oh, okay. Something that grinds my ear. It happens to
No. It pets your peeves.
Oh, it pets my peeves. Pets my peeve. It pets my peeves. Yo. But it actually happened to me on the way here. So I'm biking, like my normal regular speed. And there's a guy that decides to bypass me and go in front of me on a fucking Bixie, okay? And I'm faster than every Bixie. Like, Bixies are,
sucked,
are the slowest bike. Yeah. And it's fine. It's a cool thing to get around, but you're slow. Just, like,
cool,
move on the
it's
side.
It's so cool.
And then he, like, the light turns green and he's like, okay, I'm going to go. And, like, he's like, and I'm like, okay, faiton, you
do
know,
it,
go crazy. And I catch up to him every time and I bypass him every time because I catch up to him.
Right.
And I move ahead, you know? And every time we end up at a red light, he goes right in front of me. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Dude, I'm going to go faster than
I'm
you.
I'm going to go faster. Get the fuck out of the way. I could not stand this guy. I wanted to, like, fucking throw a brick in his wheel.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this, a
put
brick.
A stick in his wheel, a brick. I don't know how that would
go. Yeah, forget a stick. A brick. A fucking... You would have to, like, move stems and not the brick.
Yeah. And on top of things, he's, like, listening to music in his ears. Like, super dangerous. Like, and he's, like, butt crack fucking hanging out. And I was like,
you have to look at that at every red light.
Yeah, every time. He's, like, go in front of me. And every time I was like, Tim Yais. Like, I was, like, fucking vocal about it. Because I was like, I can't believe this guy.
That's hilarious.
So when as a biker, when you come to red light, you actually stop at the red light?
I don't stop at every red light.
Oh, okay. So I was about to high five you for that, but I'm not going to then. Because no, that's something that's my peeves. Bikers that don't follow the fucking rules of the road.
It's so true, though. Like, the big intersection where there's always people.
Where you might die.
I'll stop. But if there's nobody.
Can I just say that I'll fucking go. Tour de Lille this week?
Man. Oh, my God. KG had a birthday party at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. It literally, according to Google Maps, should take us 9 minutes to get there. It took us 45.
I missed my
Everything was closed. My
softball game. I missed it because it took me an hour to fucking find a highway entrance
that was open
to get into the highway.
And then if you found one, the traffic was backed up for, oh my God. God, yeah, that was so irritating.
My coach was not very happy, but I couldn't get to it.
Well, it's not
but
your fault.
You were the only one that was late because this birthday party, everybody was late. The girl, we got there.
I don't know,
she was like,
I never got there. Oh, you never got there.
Oh. You're like, fuck this shit.
And yeah.
It's because you're stuck dans un quadrilateur. Yeah, like you're stuck. You can't get out.
No, it's like crazy.
You would think that they would like tell you which entrances. Like out of LaSalle, you were trapped. Like you couldn't get out of LaSalle.
If you go online, it tells you. Because once we were there, we're like, we need to figure out how to get there. So I was like Googling it. And there, it does tell you exactly what's closed and what time to what time.
Damn. But Friday night was the Tour de Lille at night.
Right.
And Patricio was coming over.
Patricio.
He was coming over and he literally lives like 10 minutes away from my place. And he was like, I've been like circling for 45 minutes. I'm going crazy. And I'm like,
okay, hold on.
Apparently you can take this street. And he's like, I can't take this street. Well, it says you can. I can't take it. Okay, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to tell you.
For people who don't know what the Tour de Lille is, it's just like a big bike race.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a bike.
It's not even a race.
It's just people just biking.
No one wins.
Nobody wins. It's basically just a bike travel area.
It's an experience.
People together, they travel at night or during the day, and it's like a family thing. But, families that you hate at the end of the day, you're like, fuck you!
All the motorists.
They go all around the island of Montreal, and they just bike. And it pisses off drivers.
As if they couldn't do this on any other fucking day. Seriously.
Well,
they
Sunday,
can.
Well.
Yeah. They do. They just don't do it as massively. I mean, Saint-Michel won. I'm a biker.
I missed softball, so I was pissed. But anyways.
Yeah.
Inner thoughts?
Dedication. Inner thoughts.
No, I don't have anything.
I can give you one.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Hey, you, on the exercise bike, reading a magazine. That ain't a workout, you mook. It's from Twitter.
What the fuck was that?
I sometimes wonder how many kilometers I scroll down my Facebook page.
Somebody should keep track of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's make an app. Or just scrolling in general, like you know, you can wear one of those things on your belt, tells you how many like kilometers you've walked,
how many steps,
how much have you scrolled today?
Yeah, because I mean, like, this is exercise just as much as walking is.
Yeah, really. I get like cramps in my fingers.
But
and stuff.
Isn't that like how much you suck? Like, I mean,
a
really,
little bit,
like, but
it'd be fun to know.
Just scroll. I don't think I would want to know how much I scroll per day.
I kind of want to know. Just to see how desperate I am to have friends.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Elbow skin really weirds me out.
It looks so old.
Oh, and then people piss me off and grab it. Oh,
they grab
people grab
oh,
it?
Oh, my dad and Tom sometimes will, like, just grab my elbow skin. I'm like, don't do that. It's so gross.
Why?
What the hell? Do they grab your knee skin?
Oh, I hate that too. Or this thing where they do that on the sides of your knees.
Oh, I hate that. When they try to tickle you.
You want
to
punch them in the face.
They try to tickle you.
Fuck.
My ex used to
that. Totally not ticklish though. It's fucking painful.
Oh my God, I want to punch them.
Seriously. I think you should.
I'm going to.
I think you should give them the Charlie eyes.
Charlie? What's the Charlie eyes?
Apparently it's a fucked
what
up
the
eye.
Hell?
You don't remember the Charlie eyes?
No, I thought it was the picture that you guys showed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the
where we're going.
Eyes? Oh.
The Charlie eyes.
Oh.
That's not cool that you said that.
Because you punched them. I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was a look like... I was like, there's Charlie eyes? I don't know.
It could be.
It was like cut eyes. Okay.
Okay, how about we go to the drinking station now? Because we've been talking forever.
Yeah, and I have to bike home.
Yo.
And before it starts raining, because we know it's going to happen and I'll get home drenched, because that's the theme every fucking second week.
No.
I get home and I'm like, I'm going to be like see-through
and
everywhere.
And you still bike here the following time. Like, you're such a trooper.
Like, you don't learn.
I know.
Stupid.
It's either I'm a trooper or I'm stupid.
Stupid. Do we have a lot of tweets? Mm. I've only been checking my own because, for some reason I don't get my notifications all the time. So I apologize if I reply late to...
So we spoke about porn names on Twitter.
Really?
Which wasn't... Yeah. Do you guys know what your porn name would be? It's your... The street where you grew up on.
Oh, God.
Plus your first pet's
name.
No, sorry. Your first pet, then the street you grew up on.
Men.
Mine's so unsexy.
Go ahead.
Casper Argyle.
No, wait. Mine is better. Say Bobol Bouchette.
That sounds like a porn name.
It sounds like the fat one. Bobol Bouchette.
That's terrible.
Wow. How about you?
Mine is George. No, sorry. Mine is Cookie George.
Oh, Cookie's fun.
Cookie's kind of cute. George, not so much.
Yeah.
Casper.
Could you do... What Cookie Argyle would work.
Cookie Argyle would work.
Yeah.
No one wants Bouchette or Boo Boo.
Boo Boo Bouchette. Yo, Boo Boo Bouchette.
Funny. Oh, God. It's so sad.
Drinking Station. Drinking Station. I hate that Burke never participates.
You guys don't... What do you guys want me to do? I don't sing. You guys don't want me to sing. Trust me.
Awesome.
I'll do this. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Right. Let's do it again.
Drunken Station. Drunken Station. This doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme. You mean it's not good with timing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Black Coast goes, all white aside, everyone chases ice cream trucks. Only the smart ones stop them for slower folks.
I don't get that.
I think he made fun of us being racist.
Oh, for the Mexicans and the taco trucks.
I'm surprised at how many people didn't find that funny.
I know. I thought that was hilarious. I had Mexican the other day and it was delicious.
Sorry. I meant, you know when you said, guys, try not to hit anything? I think I've hit everything like a million times. I'm sorry.
But seriously, for Black Ghost, like everyone chases ice cream trucks. Yes, very true.
No, I don't chase.
But
I just buy
you
my...
You wouldn't chase... What?
When I was a kid and we used to hear the dickity coming, we were like, oh, ice cream.
Dickity?
He's called the dickity, the guy on the bike with his little bell. Yes. No, Dickity.
No, we got a full on ice cream truck. We didn't get a fucking guy on a bicycle.
On a bike with like a thing in the front.
But there was also ice cream store that were like just around the corner, and then you go and
I lived in Mississauga when I was really young, and like we lived in like this like suburban combo.
And they don't have ice cream in Mississauga.
Well, not ice cream store. Like, we just weren't like allowed to go there by ourselves.
Oh,
yeah. But the Dickity would come around.
I think he took it bad because we said that Mexican kids would like chase taco trucks. But I'm Italian.
We didn't say that.
You would chase taco trucks.
I'm Italian. I would chase pasta.
A pasta truck?
Oh, wait. I have to say something. While we were talking about tacos and pasta.
What?
So it's going to be 6 months that I haven't eaten meat.
Right.
And on June 12th.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, I need to celebrate. And my friend, let's call her, she's also from Portugal. Let's say,
I don't know what her real name is.
Annabelle. So I was saying that to Annabelle, and Annabelle was like, you should celebrate with a big, fat, juicy burger. And I was like, I'm not against that idea.
Or like go to like La Milsa or something. It's like all you can eat meat.
That works.
No, I think I want a real good burger.
That's good.
I think it would. I would totally. I'd love
so
burgers.
I
so
think
much.
I'm going to do this Friday. It's a Friday, June 12th. Fucking shoving my
June
face.
12th?
No.
It's a Friday. Oh, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah?
I'll eat a burger.
And there's Patricio's having a show after if you want to go.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll meet him. Be like, yo, how you doing?
And then you'll be like, quit it. Quit it.
Fuck you. Stop messing up my friend, bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so then Brooke and I talked about the fact that I bought a Dairy Queen cake and I didn't care. I bought a full-on Dairy Queen cake.
Why?
To myself.
By yourself?
Why?
Because you're an adult. Because
I'm an adult.
And you're not supposed to buy those when you're an adult.
And can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm lonely.
I'm sure.
I love that
I'm sure it was delicious and you enjoyed it.
Fuck, it's still in my fridge. I'm not done.
Oh, can I have a piece?
Yeah, you want?
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just say, we got our first ever
hashtag...
Hashtag drunken station. For reals, though.
Can we send him the magic bullet?
We could.
We still have that.
We had our full-on drunken station, drunken message.
From GBL?
From GBL.
I just...
Hello, ladies. How you doing? In a Joey voice.
Oh.
He was drunk. He was drunk. That's cool.
Awesome. I'm going to...
It's very cool. GBL.
And then he keeps going. He keeps going. He says, all one aside, Charlie, sing more on episodes, please.
Oh.
Thanks. Brooke, got a baby name picked yet?
No, Tom has this rule. He had the same thing when I was pregnant with KG, that we can't even think of baby names until we know what it is.
Like that's, a boy or a girl?
But
you're going to find out, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, yeah, I don't have patience
with that. When?
July 15th we go to find
so
out.
So 2 days after you quit working.
3 days before I quit working. My last day is the 18th of July.
Oh, shit. I thought it was 13th.
Sorry, what'd you say?
July 15th.
I feel like I want to be there.
I have a whole crew of people when I come out of the room.
Yeah, it's a boy!
Just
like, it's a boy, and I would just pop out of nowhere and be like, Francisco!
I have a name, if it's a boy, that I want to name.
Ulysses.
But
it's going to be from a J. Wait, it's
a
J.
Wait, no. All my kids
No, K.
It's a K
sorry,
name.
Sorry, I was thinking about your cousin.
It's a K.
Kevin.
Yeah, that's it, no.
No.
It's actually my sister-in-law had brought it up, and I was like, I love that.
What is it?
I like Kingston.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like Beckham over there.
Yeah, it's a kid named Kingston?
Oh, he has like Brooklyn. I think he's Kingston.
Tom actually, when we were shopping today, found a shirt that said Brooklyn on it. He was like, you need to get this. And it took me a second. I was like, why? Oh.
So you're really going to name.
I was like, why is he excited about Brooklyn?
Because that's her name.
Brooke. I know.
Can we just say, though, you really want to name your kids all with K, eh? Like yes. A fucking loser.
Like a fucking Kardashian.
Why? Why? Just have
her cousin.
Cool.
Her cousin is doing all J's.
No, she's not. She has two with T's. She has one kid that's named with a J. Just because her name's also with a J.
But she's trying. Wait, she was trying.
She has two kids. One named with a J. One named with a T. And first of all, even if she is, I had a kid first, so I did the whole name thing with the letters first.
Okay, fine. She's doing.
I think she's doing all J's and T's because her name starts with a J. His starts with a T.
Okay.
And his son starts with a T.
She's trying.
It's
period.
Just as lame.
Period. She's trying.
But I'm still doing all
J's. That's just as lame. She's trying.
The only thing is, it might not work out because I did promise because I got to name KG. I told Tom that if we ever had a boy, he could name the boy.
And what is he gonna name him?
He likes Alexander.
Oh, I like Alexander.
But I was telling him, I was like, I think the name Kingston Alexander is a pretty good name.
It's like a king's name.
Right? Exactly. Who doesn't want their son to be king?
You're not shying her away from that exactly. by saying that it's
That's
king's
encouraging
name.
Me.
I don't mind Kingston. I'm just like, Brooklyn is a cool city. Kingston is not such
My
a cool city.
My mother-in-law is from Kingston, though, which kind of means something, right?
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah, it's from Kingston.
Do you really want Jamaica. It to meet yeah, to exactly. your sister-in-law? I don't know. I'm not so sure about it. I realize that the drunker I get, the more I slur. I'm like,
isn't that what everyone does?
Cares.
No, but you guys, you can't tell. And me, you can tell so bad.
I haven't been like, drunk in 4 months. Yeah.
Okay, but I can't tell on Charlie, but on myself, I hear myself. I'm like, man, get your shit together, woman.
I hear it in my brain, if that helps. I hear it. Okay,
can so, I take a little bit? Because you can like close yeah, this back on.
Twist do, it, cam. Do it.
Can you finish your glass so I don't feel so bad?
In her defense, she had a much bigger glass than you did.
Yeah, but she's staying here. I'm back at home.
That's true.
So GBL goes, all one aside, ladies. I don't know how we're going to answer this. Fave song to work out slash exercise
what,
to.
What's this exercise you speak of?
I know. That's what I was saying.
I have something.
Okay. You're gonna play it?
Yeah. I have a few.
Okay.
This song does not make me want to work out.
Hold on. Right here.
Okay, that's a bit better.
No. Really?
I like just any
you
music.
Like that song? For any people so that like the song, it's Disclosure, You and Me. But it's a remix by some kind of Australian...
This is my song. I don't work out. Okay, period. So if ever you do want... This song makes me hyped. Does that work? Hyped.
Hyped. Okay,
what was the word you said before?
Then? I was like, what the...
What's all this freaking techno shit?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, man. I could not work out on that. I'd be like, this is too fast. I can't control it. Okay, I have another one. Wait.
This is like, this song gets me hyped.
To find something.
So, it's called...
But I listen to all sorts of shit when I work out. But I really love this. Hold on. And I saw them in concert yesterday.
It's so slow. The start.
Ooh. So good to me. Oh, this is fun.
It's Montreal band.
What's it called?
Les Deux Lux.
Les Deux Lux?
Okay, Brooke, you're gonna have to write this.
Write this so what the song is.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you guys are mentioning it.
Okay. Alright. So there you go.
They're so good live too. They're the best. They're like a very good local band.
Okay, well there you go.
And I just have this one song that I have because I love it. It's for like super 90s. It's like an old, like, from the old Funkmaster Flex CD or something. I love this song.
Yes!
So, yeah, anything old.
Wait, let it play, let it play. Oh shit, this is so old.
So old. It's like,
Sec 3. That's so old.
It's actually this DJ I found on YouTube, DJ Tati. And she does she does all like 90s, like old 90s R&B mixes and stuff. I love it.
Okay, but if you're into a different kind of working out.
Oh, jeez. There you go. GBL's getting his Charlie singing. Keep going, Charlie.
There you go.
I don't even know, baby.
Come on.
won't. Let's get it on.
Okay. Let's go. What else?
What do we got?
Let's get it. I think that's it.
That's really? It?
Not getting any love on Twitter these days.
We didn't get any love on Twitter.
What's happening with the...
We don't have a message from Jacques the Mountie or whatever his name is?
No, man. I think we're finished with that.
Nobody left us a voicemail?
Nobody left us a voicemail?
Not even like the three Let's guys from the other guys?
Where are all of our fans? Jesus.
Baby.
Let's get it on.
I'm going to take singing lessons so I can sing with you guys.
I think that we heard this one.
That was like in my mouth.
That was in my mouth.
That happened like in my throat without my control.
With a what?
Good evening, ladies. My name is the Mountie, and I'm calling live from a La Fleur in Verdun.
I don't think I've heard
because
those.
Because I got a question for you. Is it true that Montreal women are more, quote, open-minded, close quote, than other women? Or is this the fantasy bullshit? Agree or disagree?
Whore disagree.
Mountie House.
I love that he does that.
Could he
putting H's where there's not supposed to be H's? Because French people always do that.
I know why. As a boudoir photographer, I feel that no, Montreal is extremely conservative.
I was gonna say it's more about like the Occidental world, and I feel like everybody's
Occidental.
Occidental.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
The modern like the not poor people,
okay,
like us, not, like North.
They're not poor people.
Occidental. What is
modern,
that? It's not modern. It's like first world. Okay, first world.
Okay, that
people.
Works.
I feel like all women kind of are about the same. I don't think it's like more in a country and less in another. I think we all kind of like have a similar background, and people are similarly opening up as years go by. So I don't think so. I don't think Montreal is more open and fucking wild and crazy. I think right. You can find crazy people in every fucking country you go in, and normal girls in every country you go in.
I feel because I'm a boudoir photographer, I feel like Montreal is very conservative. Every time they think about getting picture taken in their underwear and displaying it online, they're like,
but would it be really, have you photographered have you photographered people from other countries like Europe or like Scandinavia?
No, definitely not.
See, so I feel like this is like a concern that I feel every woman in general have.
I don't know though, because if you look at, obviously I follow a lot of photographers in the States and in Europe and so on and so forth, and I feel like a lot of people have much more freedom when it comes to displaying their photos online. Rather than Montreal, they're like a little bit appalled. But with the idea of like, wait, what is this boudoir photography you speak of? Mm-hmm. And wait, you want to display my photos in underwear online? That's cool.
But I feel also the people that are comfortable with that and the people that pay for a boudoir session might not be the same people. Right. Like the people that are comfortable with don't care about the photo or anything. They're just like ready to be exposed to these exhibitionists dans l'homme. You know, they're just like willing to like, boo. Whereas people that pay for it probably pay for that service to have pictures to give to a special someone or to feel very good about themselves in a certain setting and not necessarily to share it to the world.
Right. Brooke.
I don't know. I don't even feel like I have anything to say on that for some reason.
Is there anything else?
I feel though, like, yeah, like I think,
yeah, yeah, really?
In Europe and stuff like that, I feel like people are a little bit more free with their bodies and they're a little less like, you know, like there's like a lot more like, say, like nudist beaches in Europe and people are a little bit
but
more.
We have a lot of nudist beaches here. We just don't have that many beaches.
We have one
in like Oka. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, in Quebec? Are you shitting me? There's one in like Huntington.
Oh, Jesus.
Is there really?
Yeah. Well, it's not Huntington. It's the next village.
But
it's
La Pommerie. They definitely aren't as common as, like, you go to, like, yeah, you go to Europe and everyone's topless on all the beaches.
Yeah, but they also have a lot more beaches than we do.
That's true. Ratio of beaches,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
They have, like, a lot more coastlines and, like, Marie and Meyer and shit, you know? We have nothing. We have, like, Great Lakes. Like, seriously? Like, that's our
Great Lakes.
Man-made.
You know that I've been to Nudist Beach in Toronto?
And?
I went there with a friend, let's call her Caisse Populaire.
Sure. Let's call her a bank.
She works there. I didn't think of anything else. But, because for my 30th...
We'll call her Caisse Pop.
Caisse Pop. But for my 30th birthday last year, we went to New York and then we went to Toronto just because for a week, like we had nothing and we did. And the guy, we rented an Airbnb and the guy that rented it was like, if you guys want to have like some cool beach time, you should go to the Nudist Beach. You don't really have to strip. And like people there are very chill and there are no kids. And I was like, no kids, like that. So we went and then we walked along the coast and then you'll see the signs of saying like, this is the Nudist Beach. And eventually like you turn in and there's like, it's covered in trees and you really don't see anything until you walk all the way to the beach, like in the little alleyway. And she was like, are you ready for this? As we were walking in the alleyway, she's like, are you ready for this? I'm like, I think so. Yeah, yeah. Are you sure? She's like, yeah. He's like, are you really sure? And as she's saying this, I'm seeing like there's like the opening and I'm seeing an old man like hanging it loose, you know, walking afar. I was like, no, I don't think so. No, I'm not ready. And we walked anyway and it was very chill. There was like 50% of the people that were completely naked and 50% that were dressed. And for real, we told each other, like, honestly, if everybody's naked, I'll go naked. And like, I don't mind being naked to you, like next to you.
Whatever.
I'll be fine. Like, whatever. And we got there, and because 50% had their bathing suit on, we actually didn't take it off. Yeah. And there was an old man, like 65 plus, running.
Oh, no.
With a disc man in his hand.
Nice.
Socks and running shoes?
No.
No. But nothing else.
Nothing else. Free as a fucking bird. From one end of the beach to the other end for like
what?
2.5 hours.
You know what I'm...
The whole time we were there, he was like running. And I was like, man, on your testes? Like, really? That doesn't hurt? Like the... Bam, 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 bam. You know? I was just kind of like...
You know what I'm impressed with? That's a good discman that you could run with that and it wasn't
spinning. I know!
Shockwave resistant.
So true, though. Do you remember back in the days when you had
fuck
your disc
the fact
man?
He was naked.
You couldn't run with your disc man. It would
fucking
you
couldn't walk with them.
You couldn't walk certain ways that day. I'm trying to get to the bus stop. And I'm like, oh.
That's so true. Oh.
See, this is like kind of stuff that your niece will never understand.
I know.
Don't you feel bad a little bit, though?
I was like, we're cooler than that generation just for having experienced
yeah.
that.
But they'll never know. They'll never know
those joys.
They'll never know.
Like, we literally...
You should give her a Discman next Christmas and be like, learn your history.
Fuck it. Even an MP3 player would even work. Like... It's like
that's not connected to your phone.
Right.
I don't want to sound like an old person, but the fact
you
that,
will though
I know, but the fact that we've lived through the not having anything to having a cell phone. What's a cell phone? Oh my god, text messages and not text. Oh shit! And then
oh my god, I can do everything with my phone.
I know. Yeah. It's like I feel like we were literally the best generation.
Yeah. We used to like remember cassettes when you're like cassette
yeah,
player. Eat all the tape in there and you were all fucked yeah. and you didn't have your cassette anymore.
And then you would like
but
wanna
you know
record,
what?
Wait, you want to record a song but then the radio
the DJ.
Person the DJ person is like
I'm
like shut the fuck up.
And you would have like the first like 3 seconds of every song missing. You're like oh my
yes!
song. So you'd press record but you would always miss the beginning of the
yeah.
song. It was the best.
But we also I think we were the best also because when I was a very young kid like 4 we had a vinyl player.
Yeah,
my favorite music when I was a kid was on vinyl.
On
it wasn't
records.
Even cassette. It was
yeah.
like records,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like, we got everything. We got yeah. the old shit. We got the, you know, transition. We got the CD. And then
yeah.
we got a digital.
Yeah.
We
got
knew
everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
it's
we got
true.
Everything.
We had a little
it's
bit of
crazy.
Everything.
It's it really yeah. is crazy.
Sucks for you kids.
Yeah. I know! It's
never know the joys.
Kids will never ever know. Like
I actually saw a video. I think it was like one of those BuzzFeed videos or something where they'd given a whole bunch of like 10-year-olds like Walkmans, not even Discmans,
yeah.
Walkmans, where it's like try to figure it out, and they were like, you have to put something in it to get the music. Like, they were so, like, confused.
Or was, I don't know if it was, like, a BuzzFeed thing, but it's, like, they gave a kid a cassette player. No, sorry, a cassette and a pencil. And they were like, how does this work? And they couldn't figure out the connection.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you have to put the pencil like, in to, like, wind the cassette.
Seriously. You have to put the pencil in to, like...
Oh, my God.
The good days. The good days.
All right. I think nostalgic. We should end the episode. I think we're good. This was episode 17.
Should we do something special for next episode? Because we're going to be 18.
Like what? Like what gamble? Well, I'll get everyone scratchies. I don't know. We already drink. What do you want us to do?
I'm pretty...
Let's bring a stripper on the show.
I'm really impressed. That we lasted till like.
How are you impressed?
I don't know. Awesome. You never know if these things will last or not.
It's true.
Yeah.
Kind of wish we had more viewers by now. Viewers, listeners. Kind of feel like we're losing listeners.
So if you want to hashtag us.
What did you see?
What happened?
What is that?
What is that?
Those are not real nipples.
I don't know, but now my breasts hurt just looking at it.
What happened?
What the fuck?
It
what
must the fuck be is she mad hashtag? Cold.
How I hashtag she... nipple dicks to see if it was a hashtag. It is apparently, and that's what came up.
Okay, but that's like 3/4 of her boobs is like the mamel.
Wait. You hashtag nipple ducks.
Oh, I meant to...
Dicks.
I meant to do nipple dicks.
Wait. I didn't do the same thing.
Wait. I don't know what the fuck I hashtag.
Nipple dicks. There you go.
Does
you
the go. Picture still come up?
I don't know.
But why did it come up in nipple ducks?
I don't know. That's weird. Nipple ducks?
Oh, got it. It still came up.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, that's good.
It's weird. Man, can you imagine that girl that has like those nipples? I think it's like, too hard for right now.
What an episode we had.
Did we record for like 5 hours?
2 hours, maybe. I need to food.
You need to food?
Wow.
Wow, you're really drunk tonight.
I am.
Oh, wait, there's something else.
Like, I'm not even that drunk.
I feel like I want sushi really bad.
I want your Dairy Queen cake.
I want Dairy Queen cake too.
Did you eat it all?
No. Let's end this episode. If you want to tweet us, #AllOneAside. Or #DrunkenStation.
Or #AWA, which people have been using.
Fuck you.
People have been using.
It's true.
But Drunken Station is good. I wish more people would hashtag Drunken Station.
I wish we had more listeners.
Other than that, if you're drunk, hashtag Drunken Station. Mm. Pretty much.
It's good enough. That's all they need to know. Be sexy.
And
have sex. And love yourselves. It's summer, fuck.
Fuck
face. There you go. I don't think I've seen you this drunk on this show ever.
It's been a tough week. What can I do? Hi, Mr. Tiller.
Okay. Let's end this because now Tiller is on the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Why do you want to keep adding stuff?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mwah. Yay.